In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends offered in their own words. In this episode of Story Sharing CNY, Chayla Sarat and Ahmad Rahim reflect on the early days of their marriage and how they knew they were right for each other.
When did you know that you wanted to marry me, or that this was the right move or the right direction?
You know, I think the reality was is that at that point, the answers that you gave to the questions that I had, some of them very hard questions, you know, I shared some really intimate things about my past and my life and the struggles that I'd been through, and your responses to them were something that I was like, this is a person that will be in my life, will stay in my life. We'll be honest, right? We'll be honest. I really think that that's something that's important. I think that oftentimes people say they want to hear the truth from their partner, but they don't. You know, they want to be assuaged. You know, but I think I need a hard truth sometimes. And I think that was really beneficial to helping me make a decision.
But let's take it back a little bit, right?
Okay, where are you going?
Well, often people talk about marriage as you need all these things before you get married, right? You need the job, you need the finances, mm-hmm. you need that education, you need the big house, right?
Right.
Now, we didn't have any of that.
No, we did not.
Right. So because we didn't have any of that, like when mm-hmm. we got married, the day we got married, we found out our apartment got burned down, right?
Yes.
And I had told you I lost my job like a week before that, right?
Yes.
and you actually lost your scholarship.
Yes.
Yes. So because mm-hmm. you're now married to me. So we had...
I lost my dependent scholarship, yes.
Yes. So uh-huh. so we had all of these things working against us, mm-hmm. right? And then we lived in your mom's attic.
With the bats.
With the bats, yes.
Yes.
Without heat, right? And your parents didn't really like the idea of you marrying me to begin with, mm-hmm. right?
They thought it was very quick, yes.
So with all of these things working against us, mm-hmm. do you think that actually helped us in our relationship?
Yes. I mean, I think that we had a lot of trials, so that makes you strong, right? Any trial makes you stronger. And when you come out the other side and know that your partner is still there, you figured it out, you're able to forge ahead and take on the next hill a little easier. And you know that, okay, we've been here before. We know that there are challenges, but we also know that we don't ditch out on each other. Mm. So I think definitely. And we were able to build together. I mean, I think we have such an appreciation for things now. And when we look at our house and we remember when, you know, we didn't have furniture and we were so proud to, you know, have decent credit and we were able to get, like, a table, you know? So we have such, I think, an appreciation for what we have now because we remember when we had just each other and mm. nothing else and our school debt. You know, that's all we had.
Chayla Sarat and Ahmad Rahim. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.